that field that adjoins the shelter cave mm-hmm. on the inland side,
mm-hmm.
in that peninsula, at one time, 20 or 30 years ago, or 40, was cultivated, and you know, watermelons, corn, but cultivated prior to being planted. And we never found an arrow point beyond arrow shot of the inland entrance to the cave, which then would have all been in heavy woodland. And you're looking at a radius of about probably 75 or 100 yards. And the field was cleared for mm-hmm. 300 or 400 yards out there. It was just like looking when you pass that 75 to 100 yard line. It was just like looking for a point on this pole. There weren't any. Which caused us to conclude, and I consulted one or two of my amateur anthropology friends, and they came up with the same conclusion that I had. Those arrows had to be shot in defense of the entrance of that cave.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Over generations, endless.
Oh, that is very interesting.
Hundreds and hundreds of years.
That is very interesting.
Because, as we agreed, and some of the points are absolutely beautiful, if you had spent that much time and energy napping that point, and it still had a shaft and feathers in it, you would darn sure go get it if you could. And there must have been some kind of perhaps superstition of the attackers about using an enemy's weapons or something, that they didn't gather them. But how do you explain that concentration all within that distance? We call it the Alamo Cave.
The Alamo Cave.
And that is part of the land that I deeded to the city.